It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. When it comes to smartphones, iPhone and Android are like Coke and Pepsi. So what does that make the new Nokia Lumia 900, which runs on the Windows Phone platform? RC Cola. The Lumia 900 is inexpensive, $99 for a limited time, but is a Windows Phone good enough to challenge Apple and Google? We asked some reviewers whether it wowed them.
It's a wow.
Joe Brown is editor-in-chief at Gizmodo.
If you launch an app, it does what it's supposed to do. The map application, you know, Nokia Maps is actually better than Google Maps on your iPhone, which is nice. Nokia Transit, another app they build into it, is wonderful for finding your way around subways and buses in unfamiliar towns. And then, you know, it does everything you want a smartphone to do. Email, social connections, surf the web.
But come on, you're getting Windows Phone. You're getting the RC Cola of phones.
You might be getting the artisanal handcrafted soda. Because if you look at this Nokia phone, it's gorgeous. I mean, it doesn't look like anything else out there. The one we tested is bright blue. You can't miss it. And it's huge. You know, it's a 4.3-inch screen. These phones aren't designed to be invisible. They're not designed to disappear into your pocket. When you pull one of these things out of your pocket, people turn their heads.
Other reviewers weren't quite as sold. Joshua Topolsky is editor-in-chief of TheVerge.com.
It's got some wow factor, but overall, I was kind of disappointed.
Where did it let you down?
The multitasking, running apps in the background doesn't work as expected. There's some scrolling issues in some apps. The browser doesn't render a lot of web pages that I visit on a regular basis properly. And the camera was kind of bad, too.
Topolsky also said it's a great-looking phone, just wouldn't work for someone like him.
I'm a guy who is on my phone nonstop all day doing everything. I think that for the more casual user, this is a solid phone.
When you're looking into a smartphone, the number and variety of apps is important. And so far, Windows Phone is far behind iPhone and Android.
It's not so much of a wow, unfortunately.
The unwowed Walt Mossberg is with the Wall Street Journal and All Things D.
They have 70,000 apps. It sounds like a lot. But you have to remember that Apple is now approaching 600,000 and Google is over, I think, 450,000 last time I checked. And some people might say, well, who cares? 70,000 is plenty. But the fact is there are a lot of magazine apps and newspaper apps and games and other things that are just not on there that you can find on the other platforms.
The Nokia Lumia 900 comes out April 8th. Google has released a video of a test product it's working on, Project Glass. Actual glasses where you see online information, you make video phone calls, all while actually seeing the world. Here's a guy responding when a message from his friend pops up.
Meet me in front of Strand Books.
Let's do a pro con on Google Glasses. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. I'll start. Pro, you can be out in the world and stay connected.
Con, this means you're never really fully in the world.
Pro, you get a little pop-up of your friend's face floating in front of your eyes when you talk to them.
Con, that's weird.
Okay, in the video, the guy's subway stop is closed. Google tells him that and gives him a walking route. That's convenience.
And for that, you have the internet literally in your face all the time.
Oh.
Okay. Is that not a problem for you?
No. That's fine. You win. I wonder if they could make Google contacts.
Because why not have more internet on your eyeballs?
Right. Get it right in your eyeballs. Skip the outside of your head. That's Betamax. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.